views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, y'all, what's going on today? I hope you are having an exciting start to your week because I know I have. It's been an exciting last couple of weeks. This past weekend, I was inducted as the president of the National Speakers Association Greater Los Angeles Chapter. It was a full weekend of festivities and dinner and meeting people. And yesterday, I was just exhausted. I just had to put my feet up and rest. And I'm also leading initiatives as a member of the Corporate Council for Dress for Success West. And I'm continuing my author signing of my book, Marketing Masters, at Barnes & Noble, Books & More, and some of the other local bookstores here in Southern California. I'm also already started working with my agent outlining my next book, which is going to be around emotional engagement. How do you connect with your customers? So it's really been busy. And joining me today is somebody else who is extremely super busy as well, all the way from Melbourne, Australia, is marketing expert Tim Reed. So Tim, how are you today?
I'm even happier than I was before I came on this call with all that achievement of yours in these last 7 days.
Yeah, it's just right. It's just been over the last week that all of this has been happening, and yeah, and it made me stop and think. You know, there was really a time when I had really very little to say. I mean, I was a bit of a rebel, and that was one of the labels I had when I was younger. But through events that have changed in my life, it's also changed my behavior. I mean, I was divorced. I lost my favorite, most best job as CEO of Girl Scouts. And then when I decided to become self-employed and thought this was going to be easy. Hey, I've been Girl Scouts of the world's number one leadership organization for women. But, you know, it didn't happen as easy as I thought it was going to. But I did find my voice, even though I hit some of those roadblocks. But, you know, those roadblocks are all experience that lead us to who we are today, led me to who I am today, and which, you know, I've really learn and understand my purpose, and my purpose is to simply transform managers, transform people into leaders through exceptional experiences as well. So I hope you've had a great week. And I know it's Monday.
So
it's actually Tuesday
good.
Morning for you, all the way from Melbourne.
Early
Australia.
Tuesday morning in downtown Australia. So, you know, it's a good place to be.
Great, great. Well, Tim Reed and I are here to help you start off the week right, and we want you to create your excitement because it's just
exactly.
An honor to have so many great guests on my show. Like I said, Tim Reed, he's from Australia, and he's the host of the Australia and New Zealand's number one business and marketing podcast, which is called the Small Business Big Marketing Show. And Tim, I understand your show only launched like 6 years ago. And as of today, your show ranks on iTunes above the Australian stock market, even Apple's own podcast.
Hey, even above Tim Ferriss
sometimes.
I mean,
you're out there, you're outranking the Harvard School of Business as the number one business podcast. So how did you make that happen?
Great question, Connie. Well, you know, when it comes to marketing, there's two parts of it. There's the message and there's the medium. And I see a lot of business owners racing out and trying to get the medium right first before they worry about what they say within it. So, you know, like I hear business owners go, I've got to get a website, or I've got to be on Twitter, or I'm going to start a networking strategy. And it's like, yeah, but what are you going to put? What are you going to say? So I spend a lot of time with my podcast, Connie, figuring out what I'm going to say, who I'm going to say it with, and how I go about saying it. And I think one of the reasons the Small Business Big Marketing Show is popular is because I entertain and I educate along the way, because I strongly believe, and my dad taught me this sort of very subconsciously, is that you've got to have a laugh.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got to have a laugh in there.
You got to have a laugh.
Well, I also preparing for my show, I was looking at some of your information, and the first thing that came to my mind was like, you're like an old penny, and like you're like everywhere. I mean, you're motivating, you're captivating, and you're working with business owners in 110 countries.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we're talking marketing. Marketing, the landscape has changed so much in the last few years, and you and I both lived in a corporate world of marketing where we saw how much things cost, and we saw often how difficult it was to maybe, you know, for example, for a business to get a video created, and I'm talking about in the olden days, Connie. Now, you know, to have your own podcast, to create a video, to have a self-published book, you know, it's a lot more, it's a lot easier, and these marketing channels are at the fingertips of small business owners. And as I constantly say, from any stage you put me on, there has never, ever been a better time to market your business, ever.
I mean, that's so true. And it goes back to the book that came out years ago about the world being flat, and mom and pop organizations, you know, they now have the opportunity to compete around the globe where they never did before. You know, they relied on, you know, on walk-in business in their brick and mortar store. Now they can quickly go online with that.
They absolutely can. And there's all these new revenue channels that you kind of just got to start to think a little bit laterally about how else, you know, if I do have an online, if I do have a bricks and mortar store, a high street store, as we call them here, then that's one revenue channel. But yeah, how do I generate other revenue channels? And that could be by becoming an opinion leader and speaking or writing a book. It could be having an online store, some e-commerce kind of functionality. I am a bit, I'm one of those sort of marketing guys, Connie, that go, yeah, absolutely, that's possible. But I'm also conscious that there is a learning curve for the small business owner to kind of tackle. And it's not as steep and it's not as long as they often think it is.
No, but just the thought of it with so many people, I mean, myself included, when I started, I worked, like I said, you know, in corporations where I had, you know, staffs that would take care of a lot of the work for me. And all I had to do is, you know, be the director and dictate who was going to do what. And it worked. But now, and then becoming a self-employed business owner myself, it, you know, that learning curve initially, it was just so daunting. It's like, oh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to, you know, learn to do all the social media stuff and making sure I'm blogging and getting my newsletters out? I remember my first two books I self-published. My last book, I did work with a publishing company. And they gave me my list of what I need to do marketing in a week. And I looked at that and I was like, they got to be out of their mind. How am I going to do all of this? It was crazy. But, you know, once you figure it out, because, yes, there is definitely a learning curve, but it's not as difficult as you think it is. Even self-publishing a book, who knew that I would ever self-publish a book or even be hosting a radio show? That was just not even a thought in my mind, but here I am now, an award-winning show, female motivational speaker, and it's like, wow. And the opportunities just are endless, and it's all through that marketing, and you could just market around the world where we didn't have that opportunity before.
One of the things, Connie, with the idea of that the list you were given by your publisher is that whenever we get a list or we get opportunities to market our business, what I suggest to the business owner is two things. One, choose one marketing initiative that you look at and you go, you know what, that looks like fun, or I can wrap my head around that and I think I could do that. Secondly, here's a mindset thing, because I'm into mindset around marketing is everything. There's no shortage of things we can do, but if you can get your head right, then you are in a much better position to tackle it. So therefore, the mindset shift is this: make marketing a hobby. And when I say that from stage, you know, some people go cross-eyed and some people go, yeah, right, this Timbo guy, what's he going on about? But here's the thing. With a hobby, you love doing hobbies. Time becomes irrelevant when you're doing a hobby. You will find the money for a hobby. And all the successful small business owners that I speak to on an ongoing basis, marketing is a hobby for them. They can't wait to get around to the next time of their day or week when they are going to market themselves or their business. And that's just a wonderful mind shift.
That's a wonderful mind shift. It's no longer a J-O-B. It's no longer a job where I have to go in there like that list from my publisher. It's like, okay, I have to do this every day. And I created myself a checklist. But once I got into the routine of doing it, it was like, hey, this is cool. I could do this. And you know, and it was like, maybe it was that mind shift to a hobby and not realizing it.
Yeah, exactly. You very well may have done that. And you know the acronym J-O-B, don't you? Just on break even.
That's right. Well, today we're going to be talking about and sharing marketing tips and tricks, podcasting ideas, and getting her done. So when we come back from break, we're going to learn more from Tim Reed and how he motivates business owners to ditch the pitch and connect with his customers.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back, and joining me today is Tim Reed, all the way from Melbourne, Australia. Tim.
That's okay, Bonnie.
I am really curious to hear more about you. I mean, really, how did you get started in the world of marketing?
Big question. Do you mind if I call you Bonnie or Connie now that you've called me?
Hey, I'll still answer.
So how did I get started in the world? Well, I just did marketing. I went to university and studied marketing, and I ended up in a large advertising agency called BBDO, which is, you know, based out of New York, and they had an office in Melbourne, and I spent 10 years there. I've just always done marketing. I spent 20 years in what I call the top end of town marketing, dealing with corporates, large multinationals, and I had a break. I did after 10 years, I did a 2-year stint in a charity based in Melbourne, helping young people at risk, because I needed to cleanse my soul, Connie. I'd been in advertising for way too long, and so I got out of that. But 20 years later, it was time for me to step out and start my own marketing consultancy, and that's when things for me really changed, and I've never looked back.
So you've been around, like you said, 20 years later. So, I mean, really, we talked a little bit about it earlier. How do you see the world of marketing? I mean, before it was pick up the phone, call somebody, you know, you made a sales pitch, and it just doesn't work that way anymore. So, what is your suggestion on the best way to market to your customers? How do you engage? How do you connect with them?
Yeah, look, so here's the thing. Like, that there's old school and there's new school. And I don't stand here and go, you know what, old school's dead. And if we define old school as being networking and advertising and sponsorship and direct marketing and letterbox drops, all that kind of stuff, that's mm-hmm. still absolutely valid. And for some businesses, they'll be sitting listening to this going, that is working beautifully. What we have now in these last few years is this thing called the internet, which I think's here to stay between you and I. The internet has come along and has opened up all these amazing new channels to any business. But what's exciting is that particularly for the smaller business with the modest marketing budget, they now have the ability to do things like, well, A, have a website, but that's just the start. You can have a podcast, which is like having your own radio show. You could have a YouTube channel, which is like having your own TV show. Right. You can mm-hmm. self-publish a book, and social media. And here's the mind shift. We almost need a sound effect for mind shift, because I do think mind shift is everything. The mind shift you need to take here as the business owner looking at the new world of the new world of marketing, as I see it, is that you are now a publisher of media. You're no longer leasing the media. So the old school of marketing would have you buy an advertising package on a radio station, for example. Okay, right. Still valid. You can get, if you can write a good ad that converts, then, and you can earn $2 from spending $1, do it every day of the week. Mm-hmm. The new world, the mindset shift is that you can now produce your own media in the form of, say, a podcast and promote yourself that way. And this is I just think it's amazing what we can do now to get coverage and to be everywhere. As you say, Connie, you know, like you've found that I'm everywhere, and that's simply by, you know, embracing these new channels of marketing. Never been a better time.
I mean, it really, really is amazing. I mean, look at me, you and I. I'm in Southern California, and you're in Australia, and we're having this conversation on radio, live radio, which will turn into a podcast and go live onto hundreds of channels within the next 24 hours. But it's just amazing that we could have it. But I have to say, I'm still one of those old school marketers that all of the social media that we do, creating the YouTubes, you know, the Facebook, the Twitters, the LinkedIn, that's a marketing channel. But I do still believe once people get to know who you are and they have that so-called top of mind awareness. They know who you are, what you do. I do still believe you need to pick up the phone and connect with somebody on a personal level, because they're going to hear you. And there's some businesses that still works great in, because and I mean, you really want to learn about that customer, that client, and what are their needs? What are they looking for? And more times than none, you still have to make that connection with them before you know they come running to you, unless you have some, you know, most awesomeness program that they just can't live without, then, you know, they're going to come to you. But I know in my business, I have people call me all the time saying, I want to work with you. I want to be on the radio show. I want to hire you to come and speak. But there's also my get list that I want to work with. So I'm continually connecting with them either by social media, sending them newsletters, blogs, something that's going to keep me in front of them. So then when I feel the time is right and appropriate, I'm going to pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, let's work together. And it just makes it so much more easier. And that's what social media, I see, has done. It makes that pathway to your customers so much easier, rather than doing those infamous cold calls that we all hate. And those are not what you want to do, or looking at a billboard going down the street 80 miles an hour and, you know, twisting your neck on what did that sign say? And, you know, they're just not working as well as they used to. But putting it all together as a package, that's when it starts working better for you.
You know, what my favorite definition of marketing, Connie, is it's what you do when you can't go and see somebody, right? So if you think about what that means, it simply means that in an ideal world, you and I would get up out of our chairs and we would go and visit everyone we thought we needed to visit in order to do business, in order to grow our business. And we'd sit down with them, we'd look them in the eye and we'd say, how's things and how's the family? And you'd get to the point where you'd talk about, you know, any issues that they've got that your business can solve. And then you may ask for the business. Now, that's in an ideal world. But in the real world, we have 8, 10, maybe 12 hours a day where we could potentially do that. So we're going to run out of hours. So what this new world of marketing allows us to do is to still communicate at a very personal level. And the reason that happens is because if you look at the old school of marketing, in a radio ad or a newspaper ad or a TV ad, you have got a limited amount of space or time. And that limited amount of space or time forces you to cut to the chase. And the chase is this: buy from me, buy now, closing soon, right? You have to cut. You feel forced to cut to the sales conversation. If you are operating in the new world of marketing, blogging, social media, podcasting, video, all of a sudden, you actually have more time and more space, which doesn't mean that you should go on ad infinitum about buy from me, buy soon. You just have the opportunity to engage people. And you mentioned the phrase at the start, emotional engagement. That's all. That's my favorite definition of a brand. But this new world of marketing allows you to have that conversation with your prospects over an extended period of time, so that they get to know you, they get to like you, they get to trust you, and that leads to a long-term client. It leads to building a tribe.
Yeah, there's many clients that I've worked with over the years. I mean, working with teams and corporations and entrepreneurs that I've never even met in person. We do it over Skype or some other channels or using a webinar process. But I have many clients that I've just never connected with. And if I had to go out, like you were saying, every day, and okay, how many hours do I have to go out today and actually physically meet someone? Where do you find that balance? You know, you have to create, you need to sell, and you need to deliver. And like you said, there's just not enough time in the day to do all of that. So social media does allow us to bring the customer to us rather than us having to put those, you know, get in our cars and, you know, wear out our tires going around the city trying to connect with other customers. But networking is still very important, though.
Yeah, big time. It's, absolutely. And it's bigger than social media, too. I mean, I think we need to be careful here that this modern world of marketing, new world of marketing, social media is a component part. I see it creating a lot of anxiety amongst small business owners, actually, social media, because they get frustrated by it. But maybe we can talk about that after the break, if you like, because I think it's an important mindset shift again.
Yeah, because they do, you know, they're inundated, and then they look at this like, oh, it's another project. But like you said, change that mindset. So yeah, let's definitely go. When we come back from break, we'll talk about that more. But everyone, it's giveaway time. And again, you're going to love this. I've opened the window for the third caller today to join my Rainmakers Mastermind group. So start dialing at 1-800-930-2819. And the third caller will be selected to join my Mastermind group. All you have to do is call in 800-930-2819, give your email information, and a member of Team Fife will be back in touch with you to get it all set up. So again, it's time for a commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes to talk more with Tim Reed and learn more about his marketing show, his online forum, and how you can use social media to bring your customer to you.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Central Auto Group CT.com does it again with the best deals ever during the month of June. Central Auto Group CT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is breaking records again this month. Why? Because we do volume. During the month of June only, drive away a new Ford Fiesta for only $12,990. Outstanding deals on the largest selection of Mazda CX-5s anywhere. A new Hyundai Accent, just $12,990. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta for a low $12,990. Check out Central's used car dugout with prices from $1,000 to $5,000. Five reasons, one destination, Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Central Auto Group CT.com is number one for customer satisfaction and gives you the best high-tech service after the sale with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, Central Auto Group CT.com.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tim Reed about small business, big marketing. Well, Tim, you and I are considered small business, basically, in a big market. How are you connecting with your customers?
Primarily through my podcast. I also blog. I'm about to launch a video strategy because I travel the world so much speaking that I've been shooting some little one-minute marketing tips on video. And then really, you know, just from stage, one of the things that's amazing me, Connie, you know, I've been podcasting for 6 years and podcasting is still a growing medium, yet I'm now turning up to conferences each week and there is now someone in the audience who comes up and says, I listen to your show. And I say, you're the one. Excuse my general response. But
how cool is that? You know who your one listener is.
Well, you know, 2 years ago, that wasn't happening. And so this is the wonderful thing, you know, that we're starting to see that kind of growth and that kind of emotional engagement because so that's how I do it. And, you know, I am a one-man show, Connie. I don't have an empire and I'm not trying to build an empire. I'm trying to build a comfortable life for me and my family outside of the corporate world, and it's working beautifully. And this is the thing that I want, again, business owners and particularly the smaller end of town business owners to understand, that they don't. You talked about that long list before when you embarked on a publishing strategy, that long list of marketing things.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Us small businesses don't have to embrace every social media channel, you know,
no.
Audio, video, publishing, you know, like do one thing well. Like I do podcasting and I do it really well. People have said to me, why haven't you been doing video for years? Or why haven't you got 3 books? And it's like, because I don't need them. Because I've got my head around one channel and it's working really well for me. I am now starting to add other things to my marketing mix because I'm in a position to do that. But if you're starting out with your marketing or if you are frustrated by this dark art of marketing, then choose one, make it a hobby.
You make an excellent point there on a lot of levels. You said pick one strategy and make it work. And also then, you know, people are like, oh, well, what's my market? Pick one market and drill deep. Because when you start spreading yourself wide, it's really difficult to brand yourself. So if you take one strategy and you just stick with it, and then once you get that, then you could start adding other elements to that picture, to what you're doing. But I know a lot of people, when they're first starting out, and I used to coach a lot of startup, and I've actually moved away from that. I primarily now work with entrepreneurs who have been in business for several years and they're ready now to take it to the next level, or primarily with corporate executives and for a lot of the same reasons. But when I talk to them, it's still the same thing. You know, they've been struggling for a couple of years and they're doing 20 things and they can't figure out why they're not being successful. Take everything off the table, pick one. And that's the one that you want to focus on. And that's when you're going to find your sweet spot. And that's when you're going to find your success.
Totally. And a couple of things there. One is the idea of a niche, which you talked about then. I love a niche. I think there's courage in identifying a niche, like that one group of people that are going to have the highest propensity to buy from you. But yeah. I love it. I always talk about choose a niche an inch wide and a mile deep. And
yes.
Be known for that niche. And here's the thing. If people are listening and going, yeah, but what if I alienate other people that I could potentially be
exactly.
selling to?
Exactly. Yes.
You're probably not going to, right? So like Coca-Cola have actually chosen a niche, despite the fact that they're a huge generic brand. But Coca-Cola is trying to appeal to a young crowd, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that people outside of that demographic aren't buying and drinking Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like anything, you know, like another example, I've got a guy locally, a builder. He specializes in building decks. So he calls himself the deck guy. He knows that if he gets into a home and builds a deck and does a good job, then that homeowner is going to tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, listen, can you do a room extension as well? Or could you do this or this other job? And all of a sudden, he is getting the other work. But he was contacted because he's the deck guy. And
right.
when you own a niche, it's easier for people to identify what you're good at and to talk about you to others. So, yeah, do love a niche, Connie.
And I like the, what you call that. You said you have to have the courage. That I love that because it is courage to say, okay, I am going to pick this niche. This is the market I am going to work in, and I'm going to let everything else go. And people struggle with that because they feel that, okay, if I only say I do decks, I they're not going to ask me to do anything else. But like you said, they will once they see the value of what you're providing them. And then they're going to come back and say, oh, yes, you do this. So let's have a conversation. And I'd love to hire you to do something else. Oh, wonderful.
Correct.
Now, I read recently in the Harvard Weekly that by the year 2018, 50% of the population 50 will be working in corporate organizations. 20% of people are going to be kind of floundering, not quite sure, knowing what to do, and have that fear of becoming self-employed because so many people are used to getting that paycheck every week, and that's okay. And some people need to do that. And then 30% are going to be entrepreneurs. But what I thought was really sad out of anything that they talked about was that the number of entrepreneur businesses are going to fail as quickly as they start. And what do you think the underlying cause or the lack of was causing them to fail?
Is this a leading question? Do you know the answer to this?
I do. It's everything that we're talking about today.
Well, you know, like I could say a lack of planning, but that would be hypocritical because I'm not the greatest planner in the world. I feel my way into business success. Some people, you know, go about it the wrong way. Some don't stick it out long enough because cash flow can get in the way and all of a sudden
yes.
it dries up. What do Harvard say is the reason, Connie?
They say the reason is because of their lack of marketing initiatives. They will be successful in planning. They will be successful in whatever their craft is, whatever their service or product is, and that's where they're going to spend all their time. And you hit on this a little bit earlier too, because they're going to spend all of their time on what they know. And the fear of marketing, the actual fear of going out and telling someone that they have something to sell is what's going to cause them to collapse.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
gotcha.
Because that's, they do that marketing thing. Because they see that piece of it so overwhelming that they keep saying, oh, I'll get to it, because they're they keep planning the plan and they keep preparing their product to perfection, but there's no income coming in because they're not marketing, whether it's
yep.
through, you know, the old school of networking or making phone calls or even just getting on social media and having a website. I am still surprised at how many people I meet that don't have a website.
So, me too. There's no excuses there. There is no excuses.
No.
And Connie,
that really, really does surprise me. So with the changes that we're seeing, that we're talking about in marketing strategies, how do you suggest an entrepreneur work to change this number or to increase or lower the number of how many entrepreneurs will collapse? I mean, what would be your suggestion to them?
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's get practical here. First of all,
yeah.
you've got to make a commitment to losing your limiting beliefs around marketing. The limiting beliefs are it's going to take a whole lot of time, it's going to cost a whole lot of money, and it's going to be incredibly difficult and technical, and I don't have the knowledge. Another limiting belief that I hear a lot is, oh, it's got to be amazing. I see so much amazing marketing, and I want mine to be like that. Lose the limiting beliefs, just start. The next
yes.
step is get over perfection. I'm into production, not perfection. And the reason is perfection is not going to show itself. Perfection is waiting for all the ducks to be in a row so that
and
then
they're never
going to
happen.
You know, Yeah, here's the conversation. I'm just waiting for my website to go live. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get 5 blog posts together first before I go blogging. I'm just gonna do. It's like I'm just gonna get my pitch right before I attend my first networking event. Get over it, team. Get into production, because when you get into production, you will get momentum. You will build a head of steam, like I am right now. You will feel passionate about what you're doing, and that momentum will take over, and all of a sudden you'll go, hey, I'm in the flow now, I'm enjoying this, and you'll be swept away in marketing nirvana.
Absolutely. Like you said, just get out there, because if you stay stuck and it's got to be perfect, let me tell you a little secret. Your website is never going to be perfect. The day never. That you launch your website, you will need updates to it. So I always say the website is about 90% there. But I have another story that I want to share with you when we come back on how to get clients before you actually have a product in place, something I did a few years back. But stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes where we're going to put Tim Reed in the hot seat. And, you know, it's kind of like truth or dare. So I dare you to keep listening.
We've already said
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ever-changing world in which which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let.
Well, you're listening to Masters Chambers, and I'm your host, Connie Fife. And joining me today is Tim Reed, the small business big marketing guy. Well, I promise you I'd tell you a story when we came back after break about one of the times that I made a sale. I made a huge sale before I even knew what the package was. I was actually in San Antonio, and I went there to meet with the speaker to pitch to him. And when I got there, the speaker was replaced by somebody else. He had a family emergency or something. And the speaker got done. I was right in the front row. It was a lunch meeting. And he wasn't even off the stage yet. And I went up to him and I pitched to him to become a member of the Presidential Society for one of the organizations I was actually working for at the time. And it was going to cost $25,000 to be a member of this Presidential Society. We'll lay out the red carpet. You come to Washington, D.C. I mean, basically, it came down to motivating him and what it was that he was looking for, what he wanted. And people at that level, you need to know that they want to connect and meet with other people just like them. So this is what I gave to him. Well, by that afternoon, I had a check for $25,000 that he was going to be part of this group. And I went back to my office a week later, and I created the Presidential Society. That wasn't even in place yet. So remember, don't get stuck planning and creating. Get out there. Find out what it is that your customer wants, and then you could build around that. Well, let's get ready to rock, Tim, because it's all about you. It's our lightning round, and this is where we're going to ask you 10 questions. And remember, you can answer or you can pass. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
All righty. Now, what is your favorite TV show?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. I love it. Your celebrity crush, or your first celebrity crush?
Jennifer Beal from the Flashdance movie.
Okay. Your hidden talent, or your wannabe hidden talent?
The ability to laugh when I shouldn't.
The laugh when you shouldn't. But laughter is healthy. Laughter is like medicine to the soul. So,
absolutely. You got to find a smile every day.
Great, great. Who is your most influential person?
Well, my wife has massive influence over me. I've got loads of respect for Soph, but I also have a wonderful meditation teacher, Jacqueline, who has given me good reason to be here today.
Wonderful. What about your worst habit? What is your worst habit?
Procrastination. Despite the fact that we're talking about production over perfection, I have been in the world of procrastination, and it's destroying. So I work hard at avoiding it these days.
Good, good. Who's your cheerleader then, the person who keeps you going?
My little dog, Mr. Charlie Bucket.
Okay, Charlie. If you could imagine living your life any other way, could you? Could you imagine living your life any other way?
Yeah, I could. That feels like an answer that you could then go, well, you're full of regret. But I don't regret where I am. I'm lucky to be here. But I always wanted to be a pro surfer, Connie, just between you and I. There's no one else listening. So, yeah, I wanted to be a pro surfer.
Did you stop a surfer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you surf now?
You know, no, I don't. And if I do have a regret, it's that I didn't pick up surfing in my early days. And I just love the whole surfing culture. And yeah, so that'd be kind of cool. Living down on the beach, sleeping in a hammock, catching waves, surrounded by family.
And you got that Aussie accent to go with it. I could just picture it. I could just see you now laying in your hammock, ready to run out and catch the next the next wave.
Correct.
What advice that would you give to your younger self?
Start. Just get going. You know, don't back to that earlier conversation. I was really held back by a lot of procrastination in my early days starting out, and I just wish I had the courage and self-belief that I have now and that I see in others when I look to other successful people. They have this beautiful self-belief, and there's self-belief that's like, you know, some odd, he's really onto himself, or there's the self-belief of he just believes in what he's doing, and I wish I'd found that earlier.
Now, do you think part of that self-belief or even the procrastination also comes with age? I mean, I know I do things today, or even when I was younger, I should say, when I was younger, I would do things without thinking. And now yeah. I think a little bit more about it, but yet at the same time, I'm more adventurous with what I do. You think it's a little bit about age?
Yeah, yeah. Is it something to do with time's running out?
Maybe that's it. We start looking at our bucket list and say, okay, time's running out.
Correct.
We need to really get going on this.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's more than just, you know, having a parachute on your bucket list. And I know for me, I have a number of things on my bucket list. So somebody says to me, did you do this? Do this? I'll say, it's on the list. It's on the list. I'll keep crossing it out. But that list keeps getting bigger. So I do think that does have a a lot to do with that. And of course, you see so many youngsters who, you know, don't have any fear and, you know, they're not procrastinating and they're just jumping right out into whatever it is that they want to do. I was reading last week, there was this young man, he just graduated from college and he's already a billionaire because of this website that he's created. Little similarity to Facebook. I don't remember all the details of it, but he had started at the age of 12 creating his own website and online portals and was already creating a name brand for himself. Then, of course, he marries a young woman who has a lot of the same insight as him. So they're just taking this amazing business at the age of 22. And again, they're already billionaires with what they're doing. It's just phenomenal when you see somebody able to do that. It's just incredible.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, exactly. So then, of course, I'm sitting down. Okay, what could I create now? What could I create now? And then I'm like, he has a few extra years on him that he could grow his product more.
He's created a billion-dollar business, and therefore, you know, think about all the people that can listen to that and look at that case study and go, you know what? I just want a $100,000 business. Absolutely
right.
Achievable.
Yeah, and when you start looking at it, you know what? It's not as hard as you think. And, you know, you start, okay, this is my end goal. What do I need to do to get there? Well, even if I have 5 corporate clients, and if you get a year-long project with them between training and coaching and maybe even doing a keynote speech for them at their annual conference, you can quickly reach that number. So it's really, really easier than we make it out to be. We make it hard on ourselves sometimes.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, Tim, you've been a wonderful guest. To all of our listeners, it's time to get her done and start connecting with your customers. So bye for now. Listen in next week right here on Masters Chambers. And you can head on over to my website at Connie5Speaks for more tips, tools, and to learn more about today's guest. Thanks for listening, and you make it a great week.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.